Just this year.
但是我们庆祝父亲节的时候呢，我们会采取一个非常不同的方式。
And we approach Father's Day in a different way.
我们庆祝父亲节的时候，我们会非常的简单，非常的朴素，非常的深沉，非常的催人思考。
We make it a simple way, but also let everyone think.
这也是我今天按照这样的方式来准备的，父亲节的信息。
And that's how I prepare today's sermon.
那在开始的时候呢，我想我们应该为我们今天所有的父亲献上我们教会的祝福和祷告。
Before we get started, let's give all the fathers the best wishes.
所以我想请所有在座的父亲，大家起立站起来，让我们。大家所有的父亲，请你站立，让我们教会我们的姐妹们向你们送上我们的祝福和赞美和感谢。大家欢迎他，用掌声。请大家保持站立哈。还有一个事情，如果你的配偶在我们当中，我希望。能够让我们的姐妹们为我们的父亲，献上他们的祝福，并且说谢谢你给家里过去所付出的一切，感谢神能够让你带领我们走天路。那如果我们在座的配偶不在我们中间，请邻座的姐妹们能够对我们的父亲们送上同样的祝福。好，现在开始。如果大家看到哪位父亲旁边没有他们的配偶在，请姐妹们向他们送上祝福。谁可以为包先生献上祝福？感谢神。好，大家请坐。所以今天是父亲节，照例呢，我要围绕父亲这个话题来讲今天的信息。
So today is Father's Day. As usual, the sermon would focus the message about fathers.
所以我翻遍了圣经，我想努力去找一个圣经当中的一个父亲的人物，来作为榜样。来讲今天的信息。
So I searched throughout the Bible to find a biblical father to serve as a role model to begin today's message.
结果我发现很难。
But I found it's very difficult.
大家如果熟读圣经的话，你知道圣经当中优秀的母亲比比皆是，
We all know that the excellent mothers are everywhere in the Bible.
随手就可以数出一长串。
And we can name many.
你可以数摩西的母亲。他的名字叫约基别，他如何在一个非常邪恶的环境当中，能够如何机智勇敢地去教育自己的儿子，让自己的儿子成长为以色列的开国领袖，成长为祭司和先知。
One of the good examples is Moses' mother, who resourcefully and courageously protected and educated her son in an extreme, perilous environment, helping him grow into Israel's founding leader and the prophet.
大家也肯定记着，撒母耳的母亲约拿，哈拿，她是如何祷告祈求，求告神为她赐下儿子，并且教导她最终成为以色列的先知和祭司，先知和士师。
And we all remember that Hannah prayed for God to grant her a son, Samuel, and guided him to become a judge and a prophet of Israel.
当然，我们也记着，耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她是如何顺服敬虔的去培养抚养耶稣，并且在他最艰难受难的时候呢，忠心的陪伴耶稣。
We also know that Jesus' mother Mary obediently and piously raised Jesus and faithfully accompanied him during his crucifixion.
你可以。甚至想到提摩太的母亲和他的外祖母，他们是如何凭着自己的信心从小教导提摩太。
And you also remember Timothy's mother and grandmother who taught Timothy from childhood with God's word and their faith.
所以，优秀的母亲在圣经当中是很多很多，
So there are countless examples of excellent mothers in the Bible.
但是优秀的父亲却少得可怜。
But examples of excellent fathers are pitifully scarce.
想找一个合神心意的父亲，真的是凤毛麟角。
To find a father after God's own heart is truly a rare gem.
你想想，你去找雅各吗？
Would
好
you
像
look?
雅各不是一个合神心意的父亲，他教导子女偏心，最后导致他们家庭很多的问题。
Would you look for Jacob? Jacob showed a favoritism in teaching his children, so he does not seem to serve as a good role model of a father.
你找先知撒母耳吗？撒母耳是一个很有名的先知，祭司，但是呢，他教导孩子却是疏于教导孩子，他的孩，很失败的父亲。
Do you look for Samuel? He was famous as a prophet, but as a father, he neglected the discipline of his children and was not very competent.
然后你再想到大卫吗？大卫是合神心意的。王合神心意的人，但是呢，他教导子女方面非常非常的失败。
How about David? Although he was a king after God's own heart, but he failed miserably as a father.
好像只有亚伯拉罕、约瑟看起来是合格的父亲。
And only Abraham and Joseph can be considered competent fathers.
但是今天我要讲的这位父亲呢，是一位非常著名的。无名父亲，
But today, what I want to speak about is the most famous a father who's not known in Bible.
这位父亲他自己没名，他是因着他儿子出了的名。
And yes, this father has no name of his own. He's famous because of his sons.
大家都知道圣经当中的浪子的故事，我讲的父亲就是浪子的父亲。
As you all probably know, he is the father of the lost son.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的巴夫神，我们感谢你在这美好的主日，在这父亲佳节，阿巴夫神，你带领我们众弟兄姐妹里来到你殿中来敬拜你、赞美你、荣耀你，阿巴夫神。我们知道你是我们天上的父，你是天上的阿巴夫神，你赐给我们每一个人在这个世界上的慈父，让他来抚养我们、带领我们。阿爸父神，我们为此向你献上感恩，感谢你是我们地上的父亲，让我们成长，让我们能够来到你的面前。阿爸父神，今天早上我们要思想你的话语，思想做父亲的责任和父亲的慈爱。父神，求你的话语赐下，求你进入到我们每个人的心中，亲自带领我们，让我们能够看到你的荣耀，看到你的慈爱。父神，我们这样祷告，感谢是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。大家打开圣经，翻开《路加福音》第15章，我们从第11节读起。
Let's open the Bible to Luke chapter 15. Let's read starting from
我
verse 11.
来读中文给大家啊，为了我们节约一些时间，我们就不读英文啊。大家读英文的弟兄姐妹们可以自己读英文。路加福音第15章第11节，耶稣又说：“一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说：‘父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。’他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几时，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远房去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费钱财，浪费资财。”既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇到那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他去田里去放猪，他恨不得吃拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒要在这里饿死吗？”我要起来，我到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子， 把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离很远。他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，咧咧亲嘴，与他亲嘴。儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配成为你的儿子。”父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子拿，快拿来，拿出来给他穿；把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上，把那肥牛都牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。因为我这个儿子是死而复活、失而又得的。”他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞声音。便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛都宰了。”大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，与叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这个儿子和娼妓通进了你的产业。”他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说：“儿呐，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。只是你这个兄弟是死而复活、失而又得的，所以我们理当欢乐。”这是耶稣基督讲的浪子的比喻。我们回到一开始，这个故事呢？讲述了一个父亲是如何面对儿子的悖逆，儿子出走之后呢，他的痛苦和他思念，以及他的信心的等候。在儿子重新回到家中以后呢，当他找到自己堕落的儿子之后呢，他的极大的快乐和喜悦的这个故事。
So this story tells how a father responds to his son's rebellion, his painful yearning and facing after his son, leaving home and his immense joy upon recovering his fallen son.
这个故事呢，是一个情感起伏，是一个高潮迭起的故事。
It's a story full of emotion and ups and downs.
现在我就要带领大家，让我们亲自的走进这个故事，
So let me lead you into this story.
把我们的情感、把我们的思想、把我们的视角放在这个故事的情节背景当中。
And let's immerse our emotions, thoughts, and perspectives into this background.
把我们的生命放在这个故事的主角当中，主角身上，让我们一起来用我们的生命来体会耶稣基督的话语的力量。
And connecting our lives with the main character so that we may experience the power of Jesus' word together.
所以故事开头说，有一个父亲，有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说：“请你把我应得的家业分给我吧。”他父亲就把产业分给了他们。
So at the beginning of the story, said a man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided and gave to him.
看上去平平淡淡的两句话，看上去好像是一个儿子和父亲正常的家庭谈话一样。
These two seemingly ordinary sentences sounds like a normal family conversation between a father and a son.
如果我们还没有读以下的故事，弟兄姐妹们，你们能够看出这个中间的问题吗？
And brothers and sisters, if we do not read the rest of the story, would you see any serious problem here?
好像没有哈，不就是一个父子俩讨论的家常事吗？
It appears fine, right? It's just father and son discussing family matters.
不就是在讨论分产业的事吗？
And about dividing the properties, right?
不，一个家庭如果发生了这样的事情，一个孩子对自己的父亲这样讲话，这是一个非常极其可悲的事情，不是一个平凡的事情。
No, for such an event that occur in the family is not ordinary, and to a certain extent, it's deeply tragic.
因为不论是从当时的犹太人的这个当时的历史背景上来看。还是从我们现在人的这个 现在人的这个道德原则、家庭原则上来看，这都不是一件普通的事情。
And whether from the historical context of a Jewish people at the time or from our contemporary family principles,
因为父亲的产业是在父亲去世之后才分给儿子的。
a father's estate is only distributed to his children after his death.
没有人，包括我们现在也没有人说是在父亲还活着的时候就去到父亲的面前，告诉他说我要分你的产业。
And no one should go to their fathers while he's still alive and asking, "Hey, please give the portion to me."
而且说把我应得的产业分给我。
And say, "This is what I deserve to get."
所以这就是我们现在的人，我们要有遗嘱。遗嘱就是在我们父辈去世的时候，把产业分给我们的后代。
And this is the precisely the reason why we have wills today.
父亲的产业，父亲有全权分给他的子女，但是儿子没有权利去讨价还价。
So the father possesses full authority over how his property is distributed to his sons. However, a son has no right to bargain with his father.
所以，我现在再强调小儿子用的这个词儿“应得”这两个字。
So I want to emphasize the words the younger son used, "false to me."
我应得的产业，很显然，这个小儿子觉得这个产业理所当然是他的。
So clearly, the young son believed the property belongs to him as a matter of course.
换句话说，小儿子在跟他的父亲说：“父亲啊。”我已经等不及你死了，我现在要把我理所当然的产业，我要当得这个产业。
In other words, the younger son was saying, "Hey, father, I cannot wait for you to die. I want to inherit what I'm entitled right now."
他要这个产业要干什么呢？
What did he want the property for?
他是在告诉他父亲说：“我不要和你在一起了，我不想受你的管教。”我现在要过我自己，要我自己理所当然的产业，我要自由，我要远走高飞，我要离开你，越远越好，我要寻求自己人生的价值，我要寻找自己的快乐和自己的兴趣，我要及时享乐，不枉此生啊。
What he once was saying was, "I do not want to be with you anymore. Endure your discipline and live this fearless life. I want freedom. I want to fly high and far as away from you as possible. I want to pursue my own self-worth, finding pleasure in my own interests, and enjoy life while I can, so this life won't be wasted."
大家仔细回想一下，你年少的时候有没有这样的想法？
And brothers, sisters, let's just think. Did you have such thoughts when you were young?
所以，没有过几日，这个小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去，在哪里任意放荡，浪费资财。
So therefore, not many days after the younger son gathered all together in a journey to a far country, there he wasted his possessions with a lost in life.
所以读到这里，弟兄姐妹们，你还觉得开头故事开头的这两句话是平平淡淡的两句话吗？
So, brothers and sisters, do you still think the opening sentences of this story are still ordinary?
这是一个对父亲没有起码的尊重，也不爱他父亲的例子。
This is a rebellious son who lacked basic respect or love for his father.
他对他的父亲没有一丝的感恩。他所唯一所爱的是父亲的财产。
He had no gratitude for anything his father provided, and the only thing he loved was his father's wealth and property.
如果我们思想一下，这样的事情在我们的社会当中发生的太多了，right？
And if we look around, we can see this happens very often in our society.
但是更让惊讶的不是这个不忠不孝的儿子，
And even more surprising than this is the unfaithful and disrespectful young son
而是这位老爸
is the father himself.
说他父亲就把产业分给他们。
So he divided to him his livelihood.
我当初读圣经读到这里的时候，百思不得其解。
When I first read this story in Bible, I was I do not understand.
我在想，为什么这个父亲不当场教训他的儿子啊？
Why did this father not just discipline his son?
难道他不知道自己的儿子得了这个产业，他要干什么去吗？
Did he not know what his son would do once he received this property?
如果换做我们，不只是教训他，很可能我们两个耳瓜就打过去了，right？也许棍子都用上了。
If it was us, we might not stopped just giving a lecture. We might just slammed him twice or even use a stick.
中国有句，我们有一句古话叫做"知子莫若父
There's an old saying in China, no one knows a son better than his father.
就是说没有比父亲更了解儿子的了。
Meaning a father understands his child completely.
老父亲当然知道儿子要产业的目的，
The old father certainly knows his son's purpose.
他完全了解他的品行、道德、属灵、生命。
He knows his moral character and his spiritual condition.
他知道他自己儿子的一切，
He knows everything about his son.
他知道他的儿子做了这样的选择之后会干什么。
And upon hearing his son's choice,
但是呢，这个老父亲，他默默的把自己的产业分给了他们，不仅分给了小儿子，也分给了大儿子。
And yet, the father divided his wealth and gave it to them, not only the younger son, but also the older son.
所以，这难道不是一个糊涂父亲对孩子的溺爱吗？
Does this not like a foolish father spoiling the sons?
但是，现在让我在读到这节经文的时候，读到这个地方的时候，
However, now, as I read this passage again,
我可以深深的体会到这位父亲他在默默的分派产业的时候，他的心里的哀伤。他心在滴血，他的心如刀割。
And now I can feel deeply that while the old father silently disputed his property, his heart was grieving and bleeding. His heart was cut as if by a knife.
因为当小儿子在这样向父亲分产业的时候，他其实在告诉父亲，他说："父亲，我只看重你的产业，我不看重和你的父子关系，我对你没有感情。"你现在对我来讲，跟死了也没有什么两样。
Because when the younger son demanded the property, he was essentially telling his father, Father, I only value your wealth. I do not value our relationship. I have no affection for you. And to me right now, you are no difference from being dead.
所以，面对如此悖逆的儿子，父亲没有争辩，也没有强留，也没有愤怒的爆发。
So confronted with such rebellion, the father did not argue, did not force him to stay, or did not explode in anger.
他只是平静地把产业分好了，分给他们。
He just simply disputed the property calmly.
因为在他自己的心里，他已经知道他失去了自己所爱的儿子。
That was because he knew in his heart he had lost his son.
现在他知道，唯一能够唤醒这个逆子的良知的，只有让生命的苦难来管教他。
He knew that the only thing capable of awakening the boy's conscience was to let the hardship of the life teaching him.
如果父亲一味的去跟他讲道理，浪子未必能听得进去。
If the father merely just giving him lessons, the lost son would not necessarily listen.
因为我们知道，当人的心被这个骄傲、被这个欲望所充满了以后呢，只有彻底的破碎和人生的尽头，才能让他们醒悟。
Because we know when a human's heart is filled with pride and desire, only absolute brokenness and reaching the end of one's rope can bring awakening.
所以我想到另外一句中国话，叫做"不见棺材不落泪，不撞南墙不回头。
And there's another two sayings in Chinese. Will not regret until you see the coffin, or you'll not stop until you. Your head hit the wall of the The South.
所以，good job。
South Wall, yeah.
所以，父亲分茶叶给这个浪子，并不是绝望的放弃。
And this is not just giving up his son.
这是一种非常沉重的允许。
And this is silence permission.
是一种沉重的盼望，也是一种沉重的父爱。
And it's a heavy hope and a heavy father's love.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，在说完这句平平淡淡的背后的，说完这句平淡的话之后呢，背后藏的是非常大的伤痛。
So, brothers and sisters, beneath this quiet and plain sentence lies an immense sorrow.
因为爱有多深，痛就有多深。
A sorrow higher than mountains.
所以，在这事情发生之后呢，就像老夫早已预料到的事一样，这位浪子呢，在父亲的恩典之位的异国他乡，任意放荡，挥霍钱财。
So what happened next was exactly the old father had anticipated. In a foreign land outside, the lost son lived recklessly, exhausted his wealth, and then faced a severe famine.
他很快的挥霍他的钱财，又遇到了饥荒。
And he spent all his wealth.
这个时候呢，酒肉朋友一哄而散。
And his Fair weather friends scattered instantly.
他肚子饥饿，迫不得已，最后一个堂堂的犹太青年，竟然给人去放猪。
And driven by hunger, this Jewish young retorted to feeding pigs for a living.
而他放逐的工钱，就是可以有权利跟猪抢食吃。
Not only he just feed the pigs, but his compensation was merely the chance to compete with them for food.
堕落到如此的地步，真的是触目惊心。
And it's truly shocking.
本来以为离开老父的管教，他自己可以自由自在，可是没想到现在，他就堕落成一个罪的奴仆。
And he thought he will get what the freedom he wants after leaving his father, but he got the harness
成为别人的奴隶，
and become a servant to others.
与猪生活在一起，到了人生的尽头。
And living among was a swan.
父亲先知般的预见得到了印证。
At this point, the father's prophetic foresight was validated.
这个时候，浪子终于的醒悟了过来。
And the lost son finally came to himself.
他在想，他说：“我在父家中有丰盛的恩典，我父家中有故宫无数，口粮有余，我难道要在这里饿死吗
And he remembered the abundance within his father's house, how many of his father's hired servants have bread enough to spare.
？”所以，他要诚心的悔改，要回到父的家中。
So he resolved to sincerely confess his sin, repent, and return to his father's house.
他甚至觉得自己作恶多端、浑身污秽，已经不配成为他父亲的儿子了。他就说：“那我就做我父亲的一个雇工吧。
Feeling that he had committed many evils and was completely defiled, he deemed himself unworthy to be called his loving father's son anymore, wishing instead to be treated as a servant.
”弟兄姐妹们，这是一种真诚的悔改。发自内心的悔改。
And this is a genuine, heartfelt repentance, brothers and sisters.
回想在人生的尽头的时候，有很多很多世界上的人，他们看不到盼望。
At the end of their ropes, some people see no hope.
于是他们就选择了结束自己的生命，以为一了百了了。
And they choose to lost their life.
结果，他们选择了永远的死亡。
And they choose the death.
与永生的隔绝。大
And
家，
separate from the internal life.
大家记得，背叛耶稣的犹大，他没有希望了，他就选择了这条道路。
And we remember Judah who betrayed Jesus, walked this path.
世上有很多的人，在他们失去希望的时候，他们没有盼望的时候，有很多人也选择了这条道路。
And many in the world who lose hope in life also choose this point
但我们
of
这
no
里的
return.
浪子，他却在他人生的尽头的时候，他醒悟了过来，他知道自己要回家。
However, this lost son came to himself and understand that he needed to return to his father's house.
是因为这个浪子聪明勇敢、坚强吗？
Was it because he's smart, brave, or strong?
不，是因为这个浪子的父亲，在这个浪子小的时候。已经把父爱深深地植根于这个浪子的思想当中了。
No, it was because the love of the old father showed him during his childhood has been deeply engraved in his life.
因为在人的记忆当中，印象最深的不是各种各样的说教和道理，
So in our memory, what leaves the deepest impression is not the lessons we got,
而是真诚的被爱过的经历。
but the experience of being loved.
我们好多的人，大概我们都走过了人生的一大半，我们可能把我们父亲给我们教导的很多的道理，可能早就忘得很多了。
And we have left through most of lives and experienced the hardship of the world, and we might not remember the lessons our father taught us.
但是我想，我们一定记着，小的时候，我们爸爸带我们出去。把我们架在脖子上，带着我们去玩耍，陪着我们去玩耍的很多生活的点点滴滴。
But we'll never forget the moment from our childhood our fathers set us on their shoulders and play with us.
我常常想起五师母离开我们已经很多年
I always remember the sister Wu.
在他教导我们的时候，他教导给我很多很多的道理，
And she taught me a lot good lessons.
很多他给我说的话，我现在大概很多的也记不住了。
And some of the things I cannot remember are very clearly.
但是我现在最真切的记忆是五师母每次从 Houston 飞到 Memphis 来到恩典堂和我们一起团聚的时候，给我的拥抱。
What I remember most vividly was her hug whenever she travels from Houston back to Memphis.
我甚至现在都可能可以真切的去感受到他拥抱我的时候，他的发梢插在我的脸上的那种感觉。
And I still clearly remember the sensation of her hair gently brush against my cheek whenever she hugs me.
同样在浪子的尽头的时候，老父在他儿时给他生命当中注入的那个爱，点点滴滴唤醒他生的欲望。
So similarly, at the end of the lost son's life, the love his father showed him in his childhood awakened his desire to leave.
让他没有放弃生命，让他重新得力，让他重新找到了回家的道路。
And this prevented him from giving up his life and enabled him to repent and renew his strength and help him to find the way home.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
浪子走上了回家的路。
The lost son embarked on the journey home.
谁知道？他离家很远的时候，他的慈父已经在那里等着他了。
Yet while he was still a great way off, his loving father was already watching and waiting him.
老父望眼欲穿，
And straining his eyes with deepening longing.
难道这个老父亲知道有先见之明，知道他哪天回家吗？
Did the father possess foresight, knowing exactly which day his son would return?
所以他就专门挑那天在路上等着他吗？
So he chose the specific day and the waiting.
难道儿子给父亲打了电话，告诉他他要回来了吗？
And did the son just call and just send a message to his son, his father, telling him he will be back?
弟兄姐妹们，事实上，当这个浪子离家出走的那一天开始，他的父亲就每天 在高高的山坡上，在望着他，在为他祷告。
Now, the reality was, ever since his son left home, the father stood on the hill every single day, just gazing out, hoping his younger son will return.
浪子在外边浪荡了多少天，多少年，他的老父就在这个山坡上为他张望祷告了多少年，多少天。
So for as many days the lost son wandered out in the world, his older father waited on the hillside for his hometown and prayed for him.
因为这个老父亲坚信他的儿子有一天会回来的，
Because he firmly believed his son will return.
所以当这个浪子衣衫褴褛、疲惫不堪的声音，呈现在这个遥远的这个天际线的时候呢，老父一眼就看见了自己儿子回来了。
So when the lost son was exhausted, and poor cloth appeared on the horizon, the father immediately recognized him.
他一看见自己的儿子，他马上就动了慈心。
And he immediately moved his compassion.
他忘记了自己的尊严，他提起他的长袍。你知道，古代这个犹太人都是这个有钱的人、有地位的人，都是穿着很尊贵的衣服，穿着长袍。他提起的这长袍，就奔向他的儿子，去欢迎他的儿子。
And he forgetting his parental dignity and stand up and just regarding his he just lifted his robe and just ran towards his son.
他完全的失去了他的这个庄重仪统，
And he does not care about his appearance.
他心里只想着一件事：我失去的儿子回来了，我失去的儿子回来了。
And there's one only thought in his mind, my once lost son is back.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是一个爷父在用家法来处罚自己独生，这是处罚自己逆子的这一个姿态。
And this was not a poster of a strict father preparing to discipline a rebellious son with family rules.
这是一个心碎的父亲，因自己失而复得的儿子回来了的一种狂喜。
But rather an excitement of a heartbroken father over recovering his beloved child.
浪子原来准备了一套话，他说：“父啊，我得罪了天，我也得罪了地，我得罪了天，我也得罪了你，我不配做你的儿子。”
And the son prepared a confession, and Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.
他甚至想说：“父啊，让我做你一个雇工吧。
And he was even prepared to say, just please make me one of your hired servants.
”但他的父亲完全不给他机说话的机会。
But his father did not give him the chance to finish.
他疾步迎了上去，没有愤怒，他也没有责骂，不顾他身上的肮脏，也不顾他的污秽，他一下子把自己的儿子拥抱在怀里，亲吻他。
And the father rushed forward without scolding and anger, disregarding the filth and dirt on him, threw his arm around his son and kissed the boy.
并且吩咐自己的仆人说：“快把袍子拿，上好的袍子拿来给他穿上。
And he commanded his servant, quick, bring out the best robe and put on him.
”这什么意思呢？这就是说要恢复他的尊贵，要脱去他的污秽的衣服，把上好的袍子给他穿上，叫他成为他重新儿子的有他儿子的尊严。
And this is to restore his honor, strip off his filthy clothes, and restore his son's
说快
dignity.
把戒指给他戴在指头上，就是要恢复他儿子的身份。
And put a ring on his hand. This is to restore his identity as the son.
因为在犹太人的这个习俗里头，他们有钱有地位的人，他们会戴着自己的戒指。如果签署条约或者是一些协议的时候，他们就用他们的戒指像印章一样印在他们的契约上，所以他的戒指象征着他的地位和身份。
And the ring symbolized the father's status and authority. Wealthy Jewish individuals that they often use the ring like a stamp to sign the contract, demonstrating their family's authority and validity.
所以戴上父亲的戒指， 就是有了父亲的权威。
So by wearing his father's ring, the son was invested with the father's authority.
快把鞋给他穿上，因为只有主人的儿子才穿鞋，仆人、奴隶是不穿鞋的。
And sandals on his feet restore his status. This is because the servant at that time went bare feet.
把肥牛都拿来，我们一起快乐，一起庆祝吧！失而复得的儿子回来了。
And let's bring the calf and kill it. Let's celebrate together as a family. The lost son has returned.
所以大家在想，大家在看到这个浪子一直在想，我还能不能被我的父亲接受啊？我还配不配做我的父亲的儿子了？
And the lost son has wondered, can I still be accepted by my loving father?
他的思想停留在他的失败、他的羞耻、他的不配这个上面。
And his mind, throughout his journey back home was, consumed by his own failure, his shame and
所
unworthiness.
以他在计算自己的罪恶，在衡量自己的资格。
And he calculated his sins and measured his qualifications.
可是当他站到慈父面前的时候，他什么都不能做，
Yet standing before his loving father, he couldn't do anything.
只能被动地面对父亲。
And he could only receive his father's action.
而他的父亲呢，却一直在想。我如何能够把我的爱子能够恢复到他以前的尊荣和形象？
And meanwhile, the father was thinking, how can I fully restore my beloved son to my honor and image?
所以在儿子回家的这个事情上，父亲是完全的、无条件的爱自己的儿子，接受了自己的儿子。
So the father received the return son without no condition.
他一系列的动作，一气呵成，把他儿子以前犯下的罪一笔勾销，取而代之的是恩典、欢乐。
So the sinless action completely wipe away the son's past sins, replacing them with grace, love, and joy.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是这位信实恩慈永生的父的心。
And this is the heart of the faithful, gracious, and eternal Father.
我们一直在讲这个，浪荡的小儿子回家的故事，忘记了这个故事当中还有一个大儿子。
And we have been focusing on the younger son in the story, and we also know there's a older son in the story.
这个大儿子他是叫做 father's boy，他一直在家中帮助父亲。
And this father's boy, in this story, who has been at home helping his father all along?
在父亲在家中张罗喜庆的去欢庆这个小儿子失而复得的时候呢，看样子这个大儿子还是在田里辛勤的干活呢。
Well, the father was busy at home organizing the celebration for the return of his lost son. The older son was still working hard in the field.
当他一天劳作之后，驮着疲惫不堪的身子回到家中的时候，却听到了家里跳舞作乐的声音。
When he walked towards the house, dragging his weary body after a day of labor, he heard the sound of music and dancing.
所以他充满了疑惑，他就叫了一个仆人去问他这是在干什么呢？
Filled with confusion, he asked the servant what was going on here.
当他听到事情的真相以后，他却勃然大怒。
Upon knowing the truth, he went furious.
我们看看他的控诉哈，他说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。”但你这个儿子和娼妓通进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
The older son said, "For those many years I've been serving you, I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never give me a young goat, and I might take Mary with my friends. But as soon as this son of you came, who has devoted you livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatty calf for him."
弟兄姐妹们，这个大儿子说的有道理吗？
So does the older son have a point?
我们在弟兄团契上曾经热烈的讨论过这个问题。
And we once discussed this in our brothers' fellowship.
很多弟兄认为，这个大儿子说的很好啊，非常 make sense。
And many of us think this is an excellent question and it makes sense.
真的吗？
Is that really true?
当初这个小儿子做出不知羞耻的分家产业的这个要求的时候，作为哥哥，他那个时候哪儿去了？
When the younger son initially made that shameless demand to divide the estate, where was the older brother at that time?
他作为大哥的责任和义务呢？
Where were his responsibility and obligation as the eldest brother?
他那个时候为什么没有出来谴责他的弟弟，说你这个不知天高地厚、忘恩负义的家伙，你为什么提出这样不知羞耻的要求呢？
Why did he not step forward and to rebuke his brother, saying, "You ignorant, ungrateful, wretch, how dare you make such a unconscionable, heartless and shameful, demand?"
他在那个时候却保持了沉默。
Instead, he remained silent.
要知道，按照当时犹太人的传统，老爸分产业的时候，不仅是给这个小儿子，也分给了大儿子，而且是分双倍的分给了大儿子。
According to Jewish tradition, at that time, when the father distributed the property to the younger brother, the older brother would receive a double portion.
现在，当这个小儿子又回到家中的时候，他全然没有喜乐，没有欢乐，反而大怒。
Now that his brother has returned, instead of sharing in joy, he is absolutely furious.
从表面上来看，好像他是在为父亲做这种迟到的鸣不平，为父亲鸣不平。
On the surface, he seemed to be protesting on his father's behalf of his return.
这个不平似乎是应该在故事发生的时候就应
And
该发出的，而不是在现在小儿子回来的时候再发出的。
actually, this should happen at the very beginning, not after his younger brother returned.
所以事实上，他心里头在盘算，这个败家子回来以后会不会影响到这个家里头的这个地位和产业的重新分配呀？
In reality, he was actually the older brother was calculating now, this younger brother is back. Will it affect my status in home or reallocation of the property in the future?
所以他的愤怒不是为了真理的愤怒，他的愤怒是想维护自己隐藏的利益。
So his apparent anger was not for the sake of truth, it was likely to protect his own hidden interests.
维护自己的地位和优越感。
His status and the sense of superiority.
他的话语当中就表明了他的这一点。
And this presents another extreme, in his words.
这个是整个这个浪子这个故事当中一个非常极其沉重和悲哀的视角。
And this is another extremely heavy and tragic perspective from this story.
我们一起来看看大儿子他所讲的话。
Let's see what the older son has said.
他说：“我服侍你这多年。”
He said, "This many years I've been serving you."
这是儿子对父亲讲的话吗？
Is
这完全是仆人对主人讲的话。
this is how a son speaks to the father? It's like a servant speak to a master.
他没有认识到自己和老父朝夕相处的这个恩典。
He failed to recognize the grace of being with his loving father day and night.
相反，他把这种朝夕相处的恩典看成了一种牺牲和付出。
Instead, he viewed this grace as his own sacrifice and effort.
从来没有违背你的命。
I never transgressed your commandment at any time.
把父亲的话语当成了主人的命令。
And treating his father's teaching as a master's orders.
所以他不仅没有和父亲朝夕相处的这种恩典的感恩，反而把他的颂福当成了他可夸口的资本。
He lacked the sweetness and gratitude of daily fellowship with his loving father. Obedience simply become a capital for him to boost about.
你这个儿子，
This son of yours.
这是什么意思啊？他拒绝承认自己的弟弟为弟弟。
And he refused to refer his brother as his brother.
短短的几个字，把他心目内心的冷漠、隔阂、嫉妒和论断暴露无遗。
These few short words completely expose his internal coldness, estrangement, jealousy, and judgment.
当我们不承认别的弟兄为弟兄的时候，事实上我们是跟他切断了关系。
So, for when a person refuses to call someone brother, they are actually cutting off that relationship completely.
想想，即使在我们现在的生命生活当中，有多少人是这样的人？
And let's just think how often this happens in our life.
所以大儿子一席话呢，反映了一种非常扭曲的心态。它是一个在心里长期的积压的冻结的爆发。
So the older son's words reflect on an explosion of distorted mentality accumulated over a long time.
大儿子和父亲朝夕相处，但是他的心与父亲的心远隔千里。
Although the older son lived with his father day in, day out, his heart was miles away from his father's.
他根本不理解慈父的心，也不理解慈父的爱和恩典。
He did not comprehend his loving father's heart, not understanding his love and grace.
所以，小儿子是在远方迷失，大儿子呢是在家中迷失。
So the younger son was lost in a far country, while the older son was lost right inside the house.
而小儿子现在失而复得。回到家中与父亲同乐了。
Now the younger son is recovered and rejoicing with his father inside the house.
这个大儿子却站在父亲的门口，拒绝回家与父亲享受同乐。
And yet the older son stands outside, refusing to enter and enjoy his father's joy lost just outside his father's door.
大儿子迷失在父亲的门外。
And he got lost just outside the house door.
所以，大儿子的处境比小儿子还惨呢。
So the older brother is actually more miserable than the younger one.
读到这里，大家还觉得这个大儿子说的有道理吗？
Do you still believe the older son has a point?
慈父的回答呢，真的是令人心酸。
The loving father's reply really brings tears to our eyes.
他说。儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，死而复得，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
And he said, "Son, you're always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found."
父亲并没有说。我这个儿子死而复活，而是纠正大儿子说的，说你这个兄弟。
The father did not say, "My son was dead and is alive again." Instead, he corrected the older son by saying, "Your brother."
父亲是在提醒这个大儿子说：“儿啊，你可以生气，但是你不能够否认你和你兄弟的关系。”
And this father was reminding the older son, you may be angry, but you cannot deny that you still have a brother.
这个慈父是在说服他的大儿子：“儿啊，你要回家，恢复与我的关系；你要回家，恢复与你兄弟的关系。
And the loving father is reminding the older son that he needs to come home to restore the relationship with the father and also need to restore the relationship with his brother.
”好，我们讲到这里，弟兄姐妹们，我想大家心里一定很明白了。 这个浪子回头的故事是一个认罪悔改、救赎、赦免、救赎的一个伟大的故事。
And speaking to this point, I believe, brothers and sisters, we all understand that this lost son return is a great story of confession, repentance, and forgiveness, and redemption.
这位浪子的父亲不是一位世界的父亲。
And this, the lost son's father, is by no means an ordinary earthly father.
坦白的讲，在世上很难找到这样一位信实恩慈永恒的父。
And frankly, it's really difficult to find such a faithful, gracious, and eternal father in this world.
这个浪子的父亲就是我们的天父，是
And
天地万物的创造主。
the lost son's father is indeed our heavenly father, the Lord who created the heavens, the earth, and all things.
我们本来我们不是孤儿，我们也不是这个世界上的流浪者。
And we were not born orphans or wanderers in this world.
我们是他所造，是他所爱的儿女。
We were his creation, his beloved children.
我们原本有他的形象和他的属灵的气息。
And we bear his image and the spiritual breath.
我们的先祖亚当和夏娃，他们可以。在好的无比的伊甸园和我们的父朝夕相处，
And our ancestor Adam and Eve lived with him day and night in the wonderful, beautiful Garden of Eden.
大家读到《创世纪》，园中凉风吹拂，他与我们同行，他与我们交谈。
As a cool breeze blew through the garden, he walked with us, conversed with us, and our lives were intertwined.
生命水乳相融，这是一个何等美妙温馨的画面。
And what a warm and a glorious picture this is.
然而，受魔鬼的试探的诱惑，我们的心早已远离了神。
However, tempted by the devil, our hearts wandered far away from God.
因为野慕的情欲，今生的骄傲，所以我们。流落到了这个世界上。
And due to the loss of eyes, and the pride of the life, we drifted into the sinful world
我在与神隔绝之中，
and separated from God.
在漫长的这个历史当中，我们的天父他从来没有忘记我们。
But our Heavenly Father never forget us.
他也没有放弃我们，相反。他一直在为我们的迷失而忧伤，为我们的漂泊而牵挂。
He did not give us up. He grieves over our lostness and constantly cares about our wandering.
而且在漫长的人类历史当中，神不断的差遣各样的先知来呼唤我们：孩子，悔改吧，孩子，回家吧，不要再流浪了。
And throughout the long course of history, God continuously sent prophets to cry out to the world, children, repent. Do not wander anymore. Come home.
思念到我们到一个心切的地步，他竟然放下天上的荣华，来到我们中间，亲自来寻找我们。
And he yearns for us to such an extent that he willingly set aside his heavenly glory to come into the world and personally to seek for us.
于是神差遣他的独生爱子，耶稣基督道成肉身，来到我们中间。在世上寻找我们。
And therefore, God sent His own Son, Jesus Christ, to become flesh and come into the world to seek us.
他走在我们中间，他体会我们的软弱，他经历我们的痛苦。
And He walked among us, walked our paths, experienced our weakness, and felt our pain.
并且匆匆忙忙的将神的爱和恩典显示给我们看。好，让我们明白我们在父家中所本来应该有的尊荣和形象。
And he fully revealed God's love and grace to us so that we might understand the original honor and abundance we possess in the Father's house.
大家知道吗？在圣经当中，耶稣基督是第一个告诉我们，我们在天上有一位天父。
And in the entire Bible, Jesus is the very first to tell us that we have a Father in heaven
就是这位天地万物的创造主，
and the creator of heaven and earth.
他教给我们说，我们祷告的时候，不是说全能的神啊，万物的创造主啊，他叫我们祷告的时候说，我们在天上的父。
When Jesus taught us to pray, he did not tell us to cry out, "Oh, Almighty God," or "Oh, Creator of all things," but really, "Our Father in heaven."
他不仅仅是拿出鞋子来给我们穿，让我们回自己去回家。他知道我们为罪所捆绑，我们根本没有自由和能力自己回家。
He did not merely bring sandals for us to wear and expect us to walk home on our own. He knows that we are bound by sin and that we lack the freedom and ability to return home by ourselves.
所以主耶稣基督他甘愿舍弃他的性命，走上十字架。他去担当我们的罪，来承担我们的过犯，来承担我们的刑罚，用自己的生命作为赎价，把我们救出来，让我们回家。
So for this reason, the Lord Jesus willingly laid down his life and went to the cross. He bore our sins, endured the punishment we deserve, and used his own life.
用他的生命把我们从罪的权势下解放出来，给我们开通了一条回家的道路。
And he used his life to fulfill God's righteousness, releasing us from the power of sin and death, and opening a way home for us.
他不仅仅是拿出华美的衣袍给我们穿，而是用他的宝血来洗净我们。
He did not merely bring out a beautiful robe to cover our filth, but used his own precious blood to wash our sins.
让我们的朱红的罪变成白雪。
And wash our scarlet sins as white as snow.
就像这个经上所说，你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白，虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
As the scripture records, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they shall be as wool."
所以，我们可以坦然无惧地站在圣洁、公义、慈爱的神的面前，不再被定罪，不再被弃绝，而是永远活在慈爱当中。
So consequently, we can stand boldly before a holy, righteous, and loving God. No longer condemned and no longer rejected, but living eternally in his love and presence forevermore.
弟兄姐妹们，这个就是浪子回头这个故事背后的真正的主角，爱我们的天父。
And brothers and sisters, the true main character behind this story is our Heavenly Father who loves us.
在我们弟兄团契的上次聚会的时候呢，弟兄们很真诚地分享了自己童年的缺憾。
At our brothers' fellowship last gathering, the brothers very sincerely shared the deficiency of their childhood
我们感慨自己童年所缺失的父爱。
and lamenting the parental love they missed growing up.
这些分享让我陷入了深深的思考，因为我当时就已经开始在准备今天的信息了。
And which led me into deep reflection as I was preparing for today's sermon.
昨天我女儿在电话当中，也和我分享父爱。
And yesterday, my daughter also called me and shared her experience about the father's love.
他很感慨地说：“他说他常和他们的朋友们一起分享父爱的话题。他发现有很多的朋友，他们的童年缺乏父爱。
And she mentioned that she often talks about parental love with her friends, but discovered that many of her friends completely lacks father's love in their childhoods.
”所以，这让他为自己所拥有的父爱而感谢神。
And this realization moved her to thank God deeply for the fatherly love she was received.
为什么父爱成了一个稀缺的物品呢？圣经上是如此，在我们的生活当中也是如此呢？
And why the parental love is so scarce?
弟兄姐妹们，我们应该明白，这是魔鬼撒旦的作为。
And brother and sister, I want to understand that is because of Satan.
因为魔鬼撒旦深知，当我们世上的父亲活出了天父上帝的爱的时候，我们的子女们，他们就更容易去认识神、信靠神、跟随神。
And that the devil knows full well that when fathers leaves out the love of the heavenly father, our children find it much easier to know God, trust God, and draw near to Him.
所以，魔鬼撒旦会竭尽一切的可能去阻止世上的父亲成为神的爱的见证人。
So he does everything possible to block fathers from becoming witness of God's love.
不让天父上帝的慈爱通过我们世上的父亲的身上去彰显在儿女的身上。
Preventing the Heavenly Father's tender mercy from being manifested to the children through them.
所以，我们的父亲们面对撒旦更激烈、更严格的、更严厉的攻击，
So, fathers, we face more challenge from Satan.
所以我们可以看到这个世界上就充满了破碎的家庭，有很多的父亲逃避责任，对家庭的儿女们也不闻不问，有的父亲甚至脾气暴虐，虐待自己的孩子。
So unfortunately, we see a world filled with broken families. Some fathers evade responsibility and ignore their family completely. Some are selfish and cold, caring only for themselves. Others are hot-tempered, even hurting and abusing their own children.
原本是应该成为儿女祝福和保护的父亲，却堕落成他们心灵当中最大的痛楚。
Fathers who were originally intended to be blessing and protection for their children have instead fallen into becoming the deepest wounds in their hearts.
因为这样的父亲，他们不懂神的恩典，他们也不认识神的慈爱，他们不知道如何去做父亲。
This happens because such fathers do not comprehend God's grace, do not recognize God's love, and do not know how to be a father.
但是，今天我们在座的父母们，我们成在这个时代，在这个末世的时代，我们成了父亲。
And yet today, God has chosen you and me to be the father for this generation.
神不仅赐给我们丰富的物质生活，让我们有能力去供应我们的子女，让他们能够过上很好的生活。
God has not only granted us materially abundance to supply our children, physical needs.
更赐给我们属灵的生命，让我们能够有能力去带领他们去认识神。
But also giving us spiritual life to lead our children to know Him.
那我们应当认真的思考，在这样一个时代当中，在这样一个父爱缺乏、家庭破碎的这个末世的背景之下，我们能够如何做一个合神心意的父亲呢？
So, living in such a last days context of missing parental love and broken families, how can we be fathers of God's own hearts?
我们能够如何去给我们的孩子他们当得的父爱呢？
How can we provide our children with fatherly love that they deserve?
这个是你我今天的父亲所要面对的问题。
This is the questions you and I and all fathers today we must answer.
要知道，神赐给我们丰丰富富，把丰丰富富的恩典赐给我们，不仅是在物质上，还是在属灵生命上。赐给我们，我们也尝到了神的爱的滋味。如果在这样的情况下，我们仅仅把物质的东西留给我们的孩子们，把物质的东西留给我们的孩子们，却没有把宝贵的、最为宝贵的属灵的生命留给他们，那我们所做的，比我们的父辈更不如。
So we must realize that when God bestows abundant grace, the prompting of His Holy Spirit, peace and love upon us. And when we have clearly tasted the sweetness of His love, if we merely leave in material things to our children, we fall straight into the devil's trap. We became incompetent fathers, performing worse than our own parents did.
因为我们把次要的东西给了我们的孩子，把最宝贵的东西反倒没有留给我们最爱的人。
And this is because we leave what is a secondary important to our children while failing to pass down what is the most precious to our children we love.
弟兄姐妹们，一个真正的好父亲是一个将自己的孩子带到神的面前的父亲。
A truly good father is the one who brings his children in front of God.
这样，我们的孩子，当他们回忆起他们父亲的时候，他们就会把他们的手放在他们的胸上，说：“阿爸父神，我感谢你赐我这样一个美好的父亲，世界的父亲，是他把我带到你的面前。”
And the children will place their hands on their to their hearts and say gratefully, Heavenly Father, thank you for granting me a good earthly father.
一个真正的好父亲是一个把自己的孩子带到神的面前的父亲。
A good father is the one who brings the children in front of God.
这是今天这个父亲节，让我们做父母的应该牢牢记住的，神的这个神圣的呼召。
And this is, as a parent, what we need to commit it today.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐下的话语。主，你是爱我们的神，你是爱我们的天父，你是那位完美的父。阿爸父神，在你里面有永生，有盼望，有全美，全备的爱。父神，在这美好的圣的父亲佳节，我们思想你的爱，思想你的恩典，感谢你赐下，感谢你激励我们，让我们用这样的爱去爱我们的孩子，爱我们的家庭，爱我们周围的人，让我们将你的荣耀，将你的爱、慈爱彰显在我们所生活的这个周围的人的身上，让他们知道主你是当得称赞的。感谢主，我们这样祷告，感谢是奉我主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。